Welcome to episode 87 of the MotorMovie.com podcast. I am your host, David Vieira. Former member of 3rd Platoon, Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade. I was there from 85 to 87. That's right, 85, 86, and 87. Yep, that's right. And I hope you are having a wonderful 2018. I know we're off to a great start. This is the first episode of 2018. Welcome to 2018. Or as we used to say in the former American sector of Berlin, die Bahnhof ist da drüben. The Bahnhof ist da drüben. That's right, the train station is over there.
Einsteigen bitte.
All right, everybody. Now let's get that out of the way. That's all done. That's all out of the way. Good deal. Wow. It's the last day of January, so I got one in. I got one in just in time. And as I'm recording this, excuse me, I finally recovered, was a little under the weather over the holidays, and things have happened here and there, so there have been just some things that have been going on. But again, I did a shout out, got everybody out there, got the message out to everybody, and somebody did take me up on that, so we'll talk about that here in just a minute. Let's see, what else have we got? Well, again, it's the end of January, beginning of February, and whenever, you know, starting back 1967 on up, if you were there in Berlin from 67 on forward, or I'm talking like January of 67 on forward, then you know what I'm about to talk about. That's right, Super Bowl season. That's right, Super Bowl 52 is being played this coming weekend in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, at Bank One, Merchant One, BBVA, MCA, WorldCom, Enron Stadium, some stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And that got me thinking. You know, I was there in, I was not there for the Super Bowl 85. I was there for the Super Bowl 86 and 87. And that would mean that I was there for Super Bowl 20 and 21. Super Bowl 20, that was a good one. And again, well, wow, I just saw this, and it just reminded me. It was the Chicago Bears, remember that? That Super Bowl shuffle, where the Chicago Bears shuffling crew. And that was fun. Jim McMahon, everybody, that was pretty crazy. And it was the New England Patriots on the AFC. So that was pretty cool. The head coach was Mike Ditka. Coach Ditka, the Bears, and Raymond Berry for the Patriots. The final score was Chicago 46, New England 10. And I think that might be the turning point. I think that probably was where it all turned for the Patriots. Let's see. Well, the Super Bowl 20 was held in New Orleans, Louisiana on December 14, 1982. That's not right. 1986. Oh, that's when they, I'm sorry. See, I got to reading. My notes got all mixed up. NFL owners awarded the hosting of Super Bowl 20 to New Orleans on December 14, 1982 at an owners meeting held in Dallas. So you see how that works. You know, they like, 3 years earlier, they decided where it was going to be. So yeah, it was pretty cool. Jim McMahon, quarterback, Pro Bowl quarterback, legend. Did he make it? Did he make it into this the thing? It doesn't matter. William Refrigerator Perry, all of those guys. Remember that? Sean McMichael. If you don't know who, I'm sorry, Steve McMichael. That's just Sean McMichael. Steve McMichael, Dan Hampton, Hall of Famer. She's crazy. Over there in the Patriots side, it was a Cinderella team. I don't think that's an issue anymore. Steve Grogan. What else? Eason, Tony Eason, yes, he was the third year in the NFL. He was a quarterback, and was it the backup Steve Grogan came in, and that was the best reserve quarterback in the league, and yes, it's true. So if you ever got to see Steve Grogan play, you know what I'm talking about. But again, folks, I'm not talking about Super Bowls or sports here. I'm talking about Berlin and being in Berlin watching a Super Bowl. Obviously, that was, I'm trying to get a time as to when it started. I don't remember. It was late in the day, late in night, early in the morning, the following morning. And let's see, Super Bowl 21 is the Denver Broncos taking on the New York Giants. That was who represented. That was at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. The MVP was the New York Giants quarterback, Phil Simms. The favorite was the Giants by 9.5. And, well, they did win 39-20. They did defeat the Broncos. The national anthem. Well, here we go. Here we go. Super Bowl 21, the national anthem was sung by Neil Diamond. Wow. Neil Diamond. So he just hung up his touring days. He will not be touring anymore. I think he was in the middle of a tour, and he said that's enough. It got to be a little too much. Apparently, he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's, and that has taken its physical toll on him. And so we wish him the best. But while he was out there touring and doing things, it was nice to have him out there. Let's see. The quarterback, future Hall of Famers out of that game was Wellington Mara, the owner and the administrator. Bill Parcells, he was a coach. Harry Carson, Lawrence Teller, LT, remember that LT and that whole debacle? And for the Broncos, it was John Elway, and he was running the helm there for the Broncos. Okay, so Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Sunday night, very early Sunday morning, or Monday morning. And you know what inevitably came. If you were in Berlin and you stayed up for a Super Bowl, you know what was coming the next morning. The following morning. It was almost like clockwork. You could count on it. You could set your calendar to it. And I think everybody knew. Everybody knew. Well, they always knew. There was a rumor going around that they would publish the alerts in the Berlin newspaper so the citizens of Berlin would know to avoid these areas on this day at this time. I never gave it. So if anybody knows if this is a true statement or not, let me know. Let me know, because it's just curious. It's something I had heard. It's like, oh, no, they always publish it. Or some guy who had a girlfriend who lived off post, who was a Berliner. Oh, yeah, my girlfriend says that, yeah, they publish it in the newspapers and when it's going to happen and all this and all that. It's like, well, if it's an alert, how alert is it? Aside from it being the Super Bowl alert or the alert after the Super Bowl. I mean, how much, like clockwork, how much is it, you know, publicized ahead of time? So if anybody out there knows, traffic control, anybody in MPs or anybody in the Berlin Observer or anybody in the public affairs office, drop me a note. Let me know, dave@berlinbrigade.com or at Twitter @BerlinBrigade. I want to know, is this true or is this just one of those rumors that, well, you know, you get GIs all around and you got rumors flying everywhere. So just curious about that. So moving on. So we'd stay up late watching the Super Bowl, and then the next thing you know, you have an alert. Wow. Fantastic. Well, what do you do? Obviously, you know, you're half asleep. You're still not fully functional from watching the game. But then after the fact, it's just kind of like, well, you got to do what you got to do. So again, we could not slack off. So off we went. And typically, when was that last one? The 21st. Hold on a second. That was held on January 25th, 1987. Oh, my. Oh, yes, 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 yes. That was the 25th. The 26th. Was that really? Okay. I stand corrected. That was the previous year. So, on January 26, 1986, that's when the Super Bowl 20 was held. That was the Bears-Chicago game where the Bears trounced the Bears-Chicago game. The Bears-Patriots game, that's where the Bears trounced the Patriots by 36 points. So, that was on the 26th. The next morning was the 27th. And for some reason, I do not remember us going out. And there was something going on or something happened. Or maybe we didn't have the alert. And that's why we went out the next day. Because I remember us going out the next day. It was cold. It was brutal. It was crazy. And January 26th, yep, that's right. That was a Sunday, the 27th. For some reason, we didn't go out, or we mustered, but we did not go out. And it was not until the 28th, the morning of the 28th, when we went out, and it was really cold. We road marched out to Doughboy, and I remember this because it was the one time they made us all change or get out of our sweaty clothes because we had road marched out, and it was sweaty, and it was so cold they didn't want the moisture freezing on our uniforms and then sticking to our skin and all of that. So I remember that. And then later on that afternoon, we road marched back, or early evening, we road marched back, and somebody said, hey, have you heard? And that's when the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster took place, the morning of the 28th, Florida time. And so that was crazy. So that was just a couple of days. And again, not to put a downer to that, but that's just kind of what was going on at that time, Super Bowl 20th. And again, because we're talking about Super Bowl 20th, and it happened January 26th, 1986. 1987 was January 25th, 1987. And, oh, you know, I didn't look back. Hold on a second. Who sang the national anthem was Wynton Marsalis. Wynton Marsalis. I guess he played his woodwind instrument. If you don't know who Wynton Marsalis, he's a jazz kind of guy. He's a trumpeter. There we go. Trumpeter. Composer, teacher, music educator, artistic director at the Jazz at Lincoln Center, New York City. He has promoted the application of classical and jazz music often to young audiences. He's won a Pulitzer Prize for music. And he's the son of Ellis Marsalis Jr., a pianist, grandson of Ellis Marsalis Sr., and brother of Branford Marsalis, saxophonist, Delphi Ayo. He's a trombonist, and Jason Marsalis, drummer. Marsalis performed the national anthem at Super Bowl 20 in 1986. Folks, if you don't know the Marsalis, that's any of the Marsalis players, brothers, great musicians, all of them, and, I mean, just great music. So, again, going off track here a little bit, just kind of reminiscing a little bit, talking about the Super Bowl. What was one of your favorite Super Bowl memories in Berlin, while you were in Berlin, if you were there after 67, or when they started televising them then on an AFN? This one was televised on AFN, but through NBC. That's who was hosting. It was Dick Enberg, Merlin Olsen, and Bob Greasy. That was Super Bowl 20. Wow, not bad. 70% of the market share saw Super Bowl 20. Super Bowl 21 was at CBS, and that was Pat Summerall and John Madden. That's right, John Madden of Madden football fame. Wow, the market share was 56%. So I guess it just had to do with New York Giants, Denver Broncos, probably because it was not a bigger market that was playing, that was also playing. In this case, Chicago and New England are two big markets, and that could be why they had such a bigger market share. And I stand corrected, it was 66% for Super Bowl 21, the Broncos and the Giants. Let's see. The coin toss was Willie Davis. Halftime show, salute to Hollywood's 100th anniversary with Southern California High School drill teams and dancers. So that really didn't pick up until what? Oh, wow. What was that? 1988, Chubby Checker and the Rockettes. They performed at halftime in 22, Super Bowl 22. Super Bowl 23, a halftime show, Bebop Bamboozled, South Florida area dancers and performers, including Elvis Presto and 3D effects, and that was at Joe Robbie Stadium in Miami. So, not too shabby. And then in 1990, Pete Fontaine, Doug Kershaw, and Irma Thomas, they were the halftime show. I have no idea. I know who Pete Fontaine is, but the other two, no, sorry, I don't know. There we go. Now I see where it all kicks in. 1991, that's the year to blame. 1991, or Super Bowl 25. That's when it all changes. Halftime show was the new kids on the block. Again, lots of useless trivia, but it's one of those things that, you know, you don't stop to think about it until it's already gone and it's happened and you're looking back and you're thinking about, well, when did this happen? When did that occur? When were we doing this? When were we doing that? And so a lot of things have happened over the years. And, you know, again, the one constant is we all look forward to Super Bowl. And again, we knew what was coming after the fact. So the alert. So again, I want to hear your stories. What was your thing? What was the one thing that stood out at your Super Bowls or your Super Bowl parties or your Super Bowl viewing events? If you lived in the barracks at the time, or you were out in the in housing, or you lived out in the economy and you tried to pick up with the AFN TV station there. Let me know. I definitely want to hear from you. I want to share it with everybody. And again, as always, you can let me know. Email Dave at Berlin Brigade or BerlinBrigade.com, Dave@BerlinBrigade.com, or visit the website BerlinBrigade.com and go there to the comment section and go ahead and do your entry there. And I know I've rambled on about the Super Bowl, but as I said, it's just one of those special times, special events, and it's unique when you're far away from home and you're in Berlin. Okay, so let's move on. Earlier this month, I put out a call to everyone to use the BerlinBrigade.com hotline and to leave a shout out. And someone took me up on that. Let's go ahead and listen.
Hello, Dave, and everybody from the Berlin Brigade. My name is Victor Cordova, and I was in Berlin, part of the 4th Battalion, 6th Infantry Combat Support Company. I was one of the scouts. Did the wall patrol, and that was from 73 to 1977. So a big shout out and a big up to all my scouts and comrades from the 4th Battalion, 6th Infantry. And we did it, guys. We brought that wall down, so good on us. And big hello to everybody, and God bless you all. This is Sergeant Cordova speaking from the Berlin Brigade. Bless you all.
Folks, if you are interested in leaving a shout-out, then please, by all means, call the BerlinBrigade.com hotline. That number is 413-BRIGADE, 413-BRIGADE, or 413-274-4233. Again, 413-274-4233, and leave your message. Typically, I don't answer for that reason, so you can leave a message if you want to leave a shout-out. And that line is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It does not stop. And by all means, please, leave your shout-out. If you want to say hi to friends, you're looking for somebody, or you have a comment, a question, a concern, and it's something that somebody else or all of us can try to chime in on and resolve or help you resolve, then by all means, please leave a message. We're here to help. We're here for each other. That's why I do this. I'm here for you. Folks, really, I am here for you, and that's why I do this. That's why I'm 87 episodes in. I'd rather be at 160 episodes by now. Ideally, that was the original plan. I should be somewhere around between 350 to 400 episodes right now in the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. But life, well, we know how life is. And some days we're in it, and some days we're not. And I need to be more in it. And that's why I do this. I do this for you. I don't get paid. I do thank those individuals that have contributed over the years. Thank you very much. It's so greatly appreciated. You would not believe. I mean, it goes a long way, but we still need more. And because we have these yearly recurring costs, and I definitely have no problem, but one day it'll be a problem. And until that day, you know, I do appreciate it, and I hope I never have to get there. And if I do, I know that, you know, you guys are going to always buy something, you're going to contribute, and I appreciate that. I really, truly do. And if you want to buy something, by all means, please go to the website and then click on the commerce link, and you will find links to the Berlin Brigade gear at Cafe Press. You'll find the really snazzy, awesome Defenders of Freedom West Berlin Brigade 1945-1994 Zippo lighter. That's right. It's an awesome little lighter. It's a full-blown, real Zippo lighter. It actually comes from the people at Zippo. They ship it to you. You order it through the link I have there on our website, but they're the ones that process it. They're the ones that send it out. The company that does the ordering and takes the information, they're kind of like the middleman. And I get a cut of that, and that helps to support it. So if you do not have your Zippo, by all means, please pick one up. It's awesome. Also, I didn't know this, but the Zippo lighter fluid, I don't know what regulations are in your state, but I like to think Texas and lighters, they're a little bit liberal. So when it comes to cigarettes and smoking and lighters and stuff like that, and the Zippo lighter fluid, Walmart doesn't carry it. The Walgreens and the CVS locally do not carry it. So I don't know if it's a local thing or not. I don't know if that's the situation in your area, but I did find a Zippo lighter fluid at a local cigar shop, so you might have to make a... And typically, the cigar shops in my area are located with the classics. So they're like at the classic store, locally. And what I mean by classics is your liquor store, or package store, or whatever they call it in your neck of the woods. But we knew it in Berlin as the classics. And so it's there. But so if you're looking for that lighter fluid, don't go crazy and order it online, because you can spend up to three times as much as you would buy it in the store. And I know this because that's what happened to me when I bought it online. So, that being the case, folks, I thank you very much for everything you've done as far as buying the gear, buying the Zippo, buying a shirt, buying a hat. I still have a couple of the knit caps, the beanies there, the gray ones with the Berlin Brigade logo on the front. So if you're still interested, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Berlin Brigade, and go to shop, and you go ahead and order yourself a cap. I know winter is not over, so don't go around without your headgear, especially your Berlin Brigade headgear. Oh, let's see, what else have we got going on? Not much, per se. A lot of, not much by way of email. I have been slacking off, and again, like I said at the top of the show, it's not an excuse, but I have been under the weather. Things have slowed down, and I've allowed it to get further on, so I have not been updating the registry as much as I'd like to. It is being registered. It's being updated, so I'm doing at least one a day right now, each one page or one company. I know the last company that was updated was Alpha Company 26, Bravo Company 26, and CSC 26. Those were updated, 26 2nd Battalion 6th Infantry, and I'm working my way down that way. So it'll happen. If yours is not out there, you don't see yours, but you've submitted it between October and today, February or January 31st, I have it, it's there, it's just taking a little bit longer than I expected, but it will be up to date. Not all units have submitted new entries or changes, but those that have, I am adjusting accordingly. Also, be sure to check out the website. I'm adding a couple of little things here and there, and I want you to find them. So please, stop by, take a look. Take a look at the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory. That's a must look. We've had to take one down because the gentleman is no longer in business, doing that business, but he'll be putting another one up real soon. I know personally that there'll be another one up real soon for that individual. So he's just changing focus, changing business. Not too much from what he was doing, just changing a name for legal reasons. Alrighty, also, again, the registry, I want to go back to the registry. There's only one password, and the password, as always, everyone, please, the password is always going to be on the registry homepage. The registry homepage is the page that has all of the units listed, and it'll be at the top and at the bottom of that page. It will be there. It's going to change here. It's going to change in February. So again, be on the lookout for it. It's going to be at the top and at the bottom of the registry homepage. So please. And again, like I've told people before, we've had too many people going in there, a lot of spammers, a lot of data miners, individuals using it for their own nefarious means. And I understand, you know, some people will say, well, Dave, why aren't you doing it? You should be doing it too. And I go, my response is, and what I'm saying is these individuals will go in there and get everybody's email addresses just so they can sell their product to the members of the Berlin Brigade that have decided to register. And I get told, well, Dave, you should do it too. It's your registry. It's your database. I understand that, but that was my promise to everyone. That I was not going to do that. I was not going to just use it for my nefarious means. If there is a message going out, then it's to everyone, and it's a greeting, it's a thank you, it's happy holidays, happy 4th of July, whatever it is, it's going out to everybody, but it is not going to be used just so I can sell my books. I do enough of that on my website, so I don't need to do that. And again, I understand, well, Dave, no one knows, no one will buy it. I go, well, they can go to the website. They can go to berlinbrigade.com, go to the website, and buy the books there. Order the books there. They can go to Facebook. They can go on Twitter. I constantly put it out there, so it's not that it's not getting the word out. But I choose not to use the trust. I choose not to abuse the trust that you, the individuals that have submitted to the registry, I choose not to abuse that. Now, if somebody else chooses to abuse it, well, that's them. That's on them. That's their ethics. That's their morals. That's who they are. And that's where they come from. So that's not where I come from. Because, again, when I started this, the original the intent was to get people together. And I feel I've been doing a pretty good job about that. Going on 21 years now. Yeah, since 1997. I know it doesn't feel that long. It feels like it's not been up that long, but it has been up that long. Alrighty. Well, folks, listen, it's time to wrap up this not-so-brief episode, the Super Bowl episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I want to thank you for taking the time to download and listen to this episode, episode 87. And as always, I thank you. I thank you for joining me on this time, on this journey. I also invite you to follow BerlinBrigade.com, not only on our website, but on our Facebook page, facebook.com/BerlinBrigade, and our Instagram page. Again, it's Berlin Brigade. Instagram.com/BerlinBrigade on the PC. If you have the app, follow me there. Follow me there. Let me know you're following. Just follow. Well, it lets me know you're following. I want to see you. I want to hear from you. And as always, on Twitter. So whenever we post something on Facebook, it automatically goes to Twitter. So it lets the whole world know out there. And the Twitter handle is @BerlinBrigade. And again, to let me know when you start following. And shoot out a message. Join the conversation. I know Vic and I have a great conversation on the Twitter feed. So join the conversation. And again, listen, I thank you for your support. I thank you for everything. I thank you for listening. I wish you a fantastic, awesome, stupendous 2018. Let's make it better than last year. Definitely it's going to be better than 2016, that's for sure. And listen, Dankeschön, Auf Wiedersehen, Tschüss.
Endstation. Bitte alle aussteigen.